Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, guys, real quick, you know how we do this. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I say this each time we come on the air or we're streaming. I am so excited to be here tonight and to have you join in. Whether you are driving in your car, listening to the show at work, listening to the show at home, listening to the show, or maybe you are watching this show, watching the episode now, whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn or any other social media platform. Thank you for tuning in. Guys, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm excited to have everyone join the show, guys. Listen, if this is your very first time tuning in, your very first time listening to the show and hear my voice, let me take a quick moment to tell you thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for being part of the show. And maybe you're saying, Travis, man, I've been listening to this show ever since you've been streaming. Thank you very much. I'm so glad that you're here. And whether you are listening in the country of Switzerland or Ireland or Germany or in South Vietnam or in Korea or in Mexico or Spain or in Africa, guys, let me tell you, thank you. All around the globe, TMG is being heard, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Guys, if you can't tell, if you can't see, all right, so I decided to say, well, you know what? It is almost Christmas, and usually people celebrate a good time. So today, I wore my Christmas sweater, and I know you can't see all of it, and those who may not be watching, let me just describe to you this monstrosity that I'm wearing. So it's red and green, and it looks like a fireplace, a brick fireplace. Now, what you cannot see is that the front of the sweater has a fireplace, but above it has three red stockings hanging over the fireplace. Yeah, that is a total disaster. But I thought it'd be fun to wear. I enjoy celebrating. I enjoy having fun. I look at things like this. You only have one chance at life, one shot at life. So why hold back? Have as much fun as you can. Enjoy your life. So there you go. Guys, I'm excited to be here tonight. I really, really am. I'm going to dive in and get some things out of the way. I'm just excited, man, to just be here today. Guys, this is actually the last show of the year. The last show of this season. What? Yeah, that's right. This is the last show of the season. And if you've made it through all the episodes of the season, thank you so much. We've made it here together, guys. You and I, we did this. We made it in. Whichever part you may join in to start again, listen to the show. Thank you so much. I'm happy. Whether you went from January to December, doesn't matter to me. I am glad that you are part of TMG. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. Guys, listen, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday life, kind of like with you and with me. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell and maybe come on the show, guys, you can drop us an email. That's T-E-L-L, me something, 21 at gmail.com. Except with Travis, listen, man, I know someone who has a story that would captivate your audience. I know someone that has a story that would love to come on your show, but I don't want to come on your show. It's okay, guys. Drop us an email, and we'll reach out to them. And it's T-E-L-L, me something, 21 at gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. So that's right, guys. This is the last show of this year, of this season. The next show will be January the 4th. Yeah, so set your timer, set your clock, set your watch, put it on your calendar, TMG, January the 4th for season 4. That's right, season 4, everybody. Guys, let's get some things out the way because I am excited to get started and get rolling with tonight's episode. We have a few affiliate sponsors. Guys, we want to play their information. And let's get started. Get that out the way. What to do? We coming back and we diving into this one. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Amazon. Amazon is the world's largest online retail store. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingAMZN for Amazon. With Amazon, you can spend less and smile more. Please visit one of our online sponsors today. There it is, guys. Guys, the holidays are right around the corner, just a couple of days away. And you might be wondering where you can go to locate that very special gift for those very special people in your life. Please use the special links in the chat, guys. And that way you get it. And if you're watching this, and you're saying, well, I can't see the chat, Travis. I'm driving. I'm at home. I'm not watching it. That's okay. These information will be given out for the video so that you can hear those special links so you can visit them as well. Guys, tonight's episode, I wanted to make it very special. And I was thinking about this episode. And a couple people I was talking to who are counselors and therapists. And they were talking about some things that they do. And I kind of grabbed part of what they were saying. So they're probably listening right now. I told them I was going to use some of their information. But guys, tonight's episode, if you did not catch it, tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Shattered Glass. Yes, Shattered Glass. If you did not catch it, tonight's episode, guys, is entitled Shattered Glass. Now, I thought about this episode when I was talking to the therapist, but it made me remember something I did as a kid. I remember going on a field trip with a kid. You know how as a kid you go in school, you go on a field trip and they take you to different places. Thank you everybody for tuning in. Come on in if you're just now sitting down and watching. Thank you. Thank you everybody for joining. I appreciate you. Come on in everybody. We're here. We're just getting started. And if you just tuned us in on LinkedIn or on YouTube or on Instagram or Spotify, thank you guys. Here we are here. TMG is here. Today's episode, guys, is entitled Shattered Glass. And I thought about this because there was a particular field trip that we went on, and it made me kind of remember everything that kind of happened. Now, guys, I'm going to show you a video of what we saw when we went on this field trip, because I remember now, it's not pictures or videos of the actual field trip, okay? Jeez. But it's what we saw. So I remember, now I don't know if any of you have ever seen this before or if you have ever witnessed glass blowing. If you have ever witnessed anyone do glass blowing. Now, I'm not sure if you have ever witnessed glass blowing or if you have. If you have ever witnessed glass blowing, then you know what an unforgettable spectacle it can be. It's just one of those things that once you see it, whether it's on TV or the movies, or especially if you see it in person, it's one of those things that it's a little difficult to forget because the whole setup, everything about it, is just an unbelievable and unforgettable spectacle. So I'm going to kind of put up a video of what it was like for glass blowing. Let me just kind of put that video up and let you see it. See, it's just the hearth, the glass. Yeah, that's that long tube they blow the glass with and help form it. And they put it back in the heat. All those things. And they do all of that while it's hot. I want to try to get it back to the beginning here, because I want you to see all the shards. All the shards of broken glass that they use in order to make and form this glass. They use lots and lots of shards of broken glass. So I remember as a child, you know how you go on different trips as a kid and you know you do different things. You may go to an observatory, you may go to a museum, but we went on this trip and we took a field trip to a glass blowing factory. And I don't know what we were talking about in class, but we wanted to see how things, some things were made. And so the entire class went on a field trip with our teacher to see how things get made from glass. I kid you not, we did. We all got on, and we didn't have a big bus at the time. It was more like a van. So we all got on this piled on this van, and we all went to the glass blowing factory just to see how some things get made from glass. And that's what kind of what we saw, things like that. Now, I remember we all kind of gathered in this room that had multiple little workstations and tables all set up. And there were also several piles. And there were also like several little piles like you saw there in the video, several piles of glass, just several piles of glass at each station. And there were people working at these stations. There were several piles there workstations everywhere that filled this room. And there are people that were working. Now, some of the stations, we did notice that some of the stations had one person and some of the stations had two people working at some of the stations. And one person was forming things from the glass while the other person was busy bringing them trays and carts full of glass to be melted down and used. Now, I'm not sure if you are even aware. I'm not sure if you are even aware of the amount of intense heat that it takes to even melt glass. So there you get this picture. Two people working at a station. One person has that long tube and they're blowing in this tube, forming and creating something, while the other person is bringing them piles and piles of shattered and shard glasses, pieces of glass. And they were taking this glass, these pieces of shard glass, and they would throw them in this oven, and they were melting the glass down. Now, I'm not sure if you are even aware of the amount of intense heat that it takes to even melt glass. I mean, it can get hot outside, but it won't melt glass. I mean, it can get really warm, but it can't melt glass. It takes a lot to just melt glass. Glass doesn't melt easily. It just doesn't give away that easily. It doesn't give down, break down that easily. Yeah, glass just doesn't break down as easily as we think it might. It just doesn't break down that easily. As a matter of fact, most common forms of glass melt at temperatures beginning with at 1400 to 1600 degrees Celsius. Now, that's really about 2,552 to 2,912 degrees Fahrenheit. So glass doesn't really begin to melt until you begin reaching or approaching 2,552 degrees Fahrenheit or 1,400 degrees Celsius. That's the bare minimum that begins to start breaking glass down to melt. That's the minimum that it takes to melt glass. Glass may be easily broken, but it's not easily melted. Yeah, it can be easily broken. It can be hot enough outside to break glass, but it's not easily melted. It doesn't break down as easily as we might think. Now, I understand that when we think about glass, the first thing we think about is how fragile of a substance it is. Yeah, when we begin to think about glass, we like to think about how fragile of a substance it is. Remember, it doesn't start breaking down until you approach 1400 degrees Celsius. It doesn't start breaking down until you begin to approach 2500 degrees Fahrenheit. But when we begin to think about glass or picture glass in our minds, I know we think about glass, the first thing we think about is how fragile of a substance it is. But it, even though it breaks easily, it doesn't melt easily. Yeah, it doesn't break down as easily. But when we think about glass, we tend to think about how fragile of a substance it is. But regular glass, guys, think about this. I want to share this with you. But regular glass breaks. It begins to break at 6,000 pounds per square inch. Yeah, 6,000 pounds per square inch. Now, to put that in perspective, that is like a baby blue whale sitting on it. It takes 6,000 pounds per square inch in order to break glass. Yeah, it's like a size. So that's like the size of a baby blue elephant sitting on it to break it. And that's just regular glass, like the glass, glasses you have in your cabinet, or the glasses you might have in your window panes of your house or your office or in your car. 6,000 pounds per square inch. In perspective, it's like having a baby blue whale sitting on it. And get this, guys, it takes 24,000 pounds per square inch just to break tempered glass. Yeah, tempered glass is a stronger, more reinforced glass. So it takes 24,000 pounds per square inch just to break tempered glass. Now, let's put that in perspective. One of the largest African elephants ever found was in Angola, Africa. And it weighed 24,000 pounds. Yeah, it weighed 24,000 pounds. So to put that in perspective, that's like having that large elephant sitting on tempered glass in order to break it. But typically, when we think about glass, we think about how fragile it is. We think about how very fragile it can be. But it takes temperatures of at least beginning. The bare minimum is 1,400 degrees Celsius, 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit, 6,000 pounds per square inch, or 24,000 pounds per square inch. But typically, when we think of glass, we don't think of glass in those terms, because we think of it of how fragile of a substance it can be. But I want you to think about something for a minute. Many times, we focus on all the things we could not take. We might have our attention toward all the things that might break us. We might have our attention on all the things that might crack us. But for one moment, I want to know, if you will, just for one moment, focus on all the things that you did take. Yeah, focus on all the things that you did take, all the things that you were able to make it through. You might have been fragile. Yeah, you might have been fragile. You might have cracked, but you did not crumble. Let me say that part again. You may have been fragile, you might have cracked, but you did not crumble. Yeah, there's been some things that made you crack, but you did not crumble. You made it through childhood diseases, broken arms and broken legs. Some of us were what you call latchkey kids, which means while our parents were working, we had the key to the house. And after school, we would be responsible for coming home and taking care of our younger brothers and sisters. And we had to fend for ourselves until our parents made it home. Yeah, you made it through all those things. You made it through being bullied and talked about and gossiped about. You made it through rainy days and sunny days. You made it through breakups and disappointments. You may have been fragile. You may have cracked, but you did not crumble. I know they thought you were fragile, but you were stronger than they thought you were. I know they thought you were going to throw in the towel, but you're stronger than they thought you were. They thought that if they didn't come around, it would crumble you. They thought if they stopped texting you, that they would crumble you. Listen, here's the message for everything that thought it was going to crumble you. Here's your message for everything that thought you would quit. Here's your message. It takes more than that. Yeah, I don't lay down that easily. It will take more than that. Regular glass doesn't begin to melt until you reach the minimum of 2,500 degrees, 6,000 pounds per square inch. I may have been fragile, but it takes more than that. You can't break me down that easily. I can handle it. Listen, you've been through all the things you've been through, and you think that's going to break me down? You've made it through 11 other months. Here it is, December, and you think this is going to break me down? It takes more than that. Yeah, yeah. You ought to type that in chat if you're watching. It takes more than that. It takes more than that. I'm stronger than that. I may have been fragile, but I'm stronger than that. It may have cracked me, but I did not crumble. It takes more than that. Yeah, it takes more than that. You are made of something special. They thought there are people who have been in your life, and they thought that if they no longer came around, that your whole life would crumble. They thought if you did not get the job or the promotion, your whole life would crumble. They have no idea. You are made of something special. It takes more than that. It takes more than things not going my way all the time to make me crumble. It takes more than me not having my way to make me crumble. I'm made of something special. You are made of something special. Yeah, you ought to say that to yourself every day you get out of bed. If you're in the car driving, if you work from home, before you push that button to log on, I'm made of something special. I'm made of something special. I know you don't feel like it. I know you don't feel special. I know no one told you that you were special. I know something happened, but you are made of something special. It takes more than that to make glass begin to melt. It takes more than that. It takes more than that. It takes more than that. You mean to tell me I didn't survive having to come home by myself and fend for myself and had to go through all the streets and all the dangers and the alleys that I went through? You mean to tell me all the stuff they reported on the news, and here I am, and you think that's going to break me? You think you not returning a text message is going to break me? You think posting about me on social media is going to break you? Baby, I'm made of something special. You are made of something special. All the things that you made it through, and that's, no, 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 no. You are made of something special. And so here we are. We're kids, right? We're kids, and we're watching these people work. They're doing their job. One person has that long tube, and they are blowing through this tube and forming and creating things with the glass. The other person is bringing all these shards of shattered glass and tubs and buckets and on carts to this person to melt down. And while one person was forming and creating the glass, the other person would use a hammer to break larger pieces of scrap glass. It did. They had a hammer, and they would use a hammer on larger pieces of scrap glass, and they would use that hammer to break them, to break the pieces up. Kids, watching somebody use the hammer to break glass, you know? And so this was odd to us. It was strange. We've never witnessed it. We've never seen it. So it was exciting to see someone get a hammer and break glass. I kid you not, it was exciting to see. So we watched this guy with this hammer breaking these larger pieces of scrap glass. Now, some of the pieces, you couldn't even tell what some of them were. I mean, they were just large, you know, just large pieces of glass. And you couldn't even tell what they were. Honestly, there was just no way to even tell what some of these large pieces of glass were. So some of the pieces that you couldn't even tell or identify what they were and as what they used to be. You couldn't even tell what they used to be. There's no way. They were all just scraps of glass. They were just all scraps of glass. There was no way to determine if they were breaking up a cup or something that used to be a plate or something that used to be a bowl or a dish. There's no way you could tell what they were breaking up. There's no way to tell whatever that it might have been, because they were just scraps. I want to ask everybody a question. Has anything ever hit your life hard enough? Well, you felt like you were being broken into scraps. Has anything ever hit your life hard enough where you felt like you were left dealing with scraps? This person had this hammer, had a hammer, and they were hitting larger pieces of...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Glass, breaking it up. And there just was just no way to identify what they were breaking up. There was just no way to identify what these larger pieces used to be. And they had this hammer, and they were breaking these larger pieces up. Has anything ever hit your life hard enough where it left you feeling like all you had to deal with were scraps, and that all you had left were scraps? Do you know what scraps are? Let me tell you this. Do you know what scraps really are? Scraps are what you have left. Yeah, scraps are what you have left. I remember I had a neighbor coming up, and they had a dog. And a lot of times, instead of feeding the dog dog food, they would feed them the scraps from the table. Yeah, table scraps. Scraps are what you have left. After everything that has happened, this is all you have left. Some people have put everything they can into working on a career and in a job, and now their bodies don't even have all the best health they have because they put everything they had into a job. And this is all they have left. Listen, all they have left after putting everything into that, all they got left for themselves is a limp. All they got left for themselves is a sore back. And this is all they have left. Scraps are what you have left. We begin life full of hope and dreams. And then we get hit. And what we have now is all we have left. There are people that we are in relationship with, and we want them to give more. But the fact is, this is all they have left. We want people, listen, and we ourselves, we want to give more of ourselves to things that we believe in and things we are hoping for. But right now, we can't, because right now, this is all we have left. We are not making, listen, we're not making any excuses. We're just saying, this is all I have left. Listen, let me help you out. When you see people who have been on substance abuse and alcohol use, and alcohol abuse, when you see people on substance abuse and alcohol, they're not even the same person they were before the type of behavior or before their addiction. So when you see them, they're not even the same person before the addiction. You can't even recognize who this person is before the addiction started. What you are actually looking at is all they have left. They are not even a shell of the person they were. So that's why we can't judge a person for the behavior they're doing, because what we're seeing is all they have left. They're not even the same person before the addiction. What we are seeing is all they have left after the substance abuse and after the alcohol began. This is all they have left. Yeah, this is all they have left. All. Some things can hit you. Some things can hit us so hard. And that what people see is all we have left. I know I should be further along, but this is all I have left. We're not making any excuses. We're not going to stay here because this is all I have left. But I just want to let you know, when you met me, this was all I had left. When you saw me, this was all I had left. After everything I've been through, after everything I lost, this is all I got left. I'm not making any excuses to remain where I am. I'm just letting you know the reason I'm starting like this. The reason I'm starting right here is because this is all I have left. I want to talk a minute to people who say this is all they have left. People who have been written off, overlooked, and never given a second thought. I want to talk to people who say that this is all they have left. You've never been given a second thought. You've never been given a fair shake. You've been written off. You've been overlooked. Let me say this. I want to apologize to you that no one ever gave you a second thought. That no one ever gave you a shot. No one ever gave you a chance. If they had just given you a chance, even if you didn't make it, if you had just given me a chance to prove myself, if you had just given me a shot to prove myself, if you had just given me an opportunity, I want to apologize for those who never gave you a shot, those who never thought more of you, those who never saw you for more than the mistakes that you made. Listen, you made mistakes, but you are not a mistake. And you may have never come across their mind, but just maybe there's a reason. Maybe there is a reason you never came across their mind. Maybe there's a reason you never came across the mind of the one you were trying to impress. Maybe there is a reason you never came across the mind of the one you wanted to identify you. Maybe there's a reason you never came across the mind of the person that you were looking to meet those expectations for. Maybe there's a reason that you never came across their mind. Maybe the reason is because you are in reserve to come across the mind of someone else that could really change your life. Yeah, I know there were certain people that we wanted to recognize us. I know there are certain people that we wanted to recognize us. Maybe we didn't come across their minds because we are in reserve to come across the mind of somebody else who can really change your life. Maybe you are put in reserve to come across the mind of somebody who would not forget you. Right now, is it possible? It's possible that your name could be coming across the mind of someone that's been waiting for somebody just like you. Maybe you didn't come across their mind because you are in reserve of someone that can really change your life. Yeah, you are reserved. You have been reserved just like a table. You know how sometimes when you want to go out to eat, you have to call ahead and you reserve a table. Yeah, you reserve a table. It's just like if you're going to a sporting event, and when you buy tickets to that sporting event or a concert, they tell you what seat you're sitting in and what row you're sitting in. Those tickets that you purchased, they are your reservation. They are proof that you are reserved. All the other seats can be filled, but they cannot touch yours because you are reserved. They can do what they want with everything else, but they can't touch yours because you are reserved. Listen, when a table has been reserved, when seats have been reserved, you can't even treat reserved seats like you would everything else. You can't even treat anything that has been reserved like everything else. They can't handle you like they handle everyone else. They couldn't deal with you the way they could everyone else. The reason some could never handle who you were is because you were never reserved for them in the first place. So stop becoming upset with those who didn't accept you. Stop holding on to grudges to people who thought you would never fit in. Oh yeah, don't hold on to grudges to people who wouldn't let you fit in. They were never your solution. They were never your answer. It's not so much as what was going on with you as it was you are reserved. Yeah, you can't handle me like you handle everybody else. I'm reserved. You can't address me the way you would everybody else. I'm reserved. Yeah, it's not so much what was going on with you. I'm just reserved. That's why everyone couldn't understand you. That's why you didn't look like everybody else. That's why you didn't sound and talk like everybody else. Even if you were in the same room or grew up in the same house. Listen, whenever a table at a restaurant has been reserved, they can change the tablecloth on every table in that room. But they can't touch yours until you get there because you are reserved. They can do anything they want with every seat in the auditorium, but they can't do what they want with yours because you are reserved. Even if you're in the same household, you have been reserved. And they'll say, oh, you're funny acting. No, I'm not funny acting. I'm reserved. You know, I am a firm believer of positive confession. You ought to begin to type that in chat. Say it to yourself. You're not funny acting. You ought to just say it. I'm reserved. Yeah, a little positive affirmation. Say it one more time. I'm reserved. Yeah, I'm reserved. You can't mistreat me. Yeah, I'm reserved. So one person, guys, let me get back to this, guys. So one person had a hammer shattering larger scraps of glass into smaller pieces and throwing them into this furnace. Now get this. He has a hammer shattering larger pieces of glass. He's shattering the glass. After he shatters it, then they throw it into the fire. So not only was it being shattered, it was being thrown into this furnace. So not only was the glass being shattered, it was also being thrown into the furnace. Isn't that just how life can be at times? If it's not one thing, then it's another. And sometimes it's not this or that. And sometimes it's this and that. Have you ever had this and that moment? While catching our breath from one thing, another hurdle appears that we have to catch our breath just to make it over it. And it's not as bad sometimes when it's this or that, because you can always catch your breath in between the pause. But it's those times when things doesn't appear to be any kind of pause in between it, and things hit us back to back. And so this guy's hitting this stuff, hitting these larger pieces of glass with this hammer. And we were all kind of just standing around in a group watching everything that was taking place. And the person that was helping, sometimes we noticed this, we watched this. The person that was helping, I remember this because I remember jumping out of the way. The person that was helping accidentally dropped a few pieces of glass on the floor a few times and shattered them before they got a chance to hit them with the hammer. So they swept them up and placed them in the pile to be used. And so some pieces got dropped accidentally. Sometimes things are shattered by mistake. It means you had nothing to do with it. None of it that happened was your fault. And many of us have been carrying around the weight of things that are not our fault. It's not your fault if you were born with a missing limb. It's not your fault if you were born in an underprivileged home. It's not your fault that a loved one passed away. Children even grow up thinking it was their fault that their parents got a divorce. Let me say this to you, and I hope it brings some type of closure. It's not your fault. Yeah, it's not your fault. So here we are, a bunch of kids, watching this person shatter large pieces of glass with a hammer while another is blowing through this long tube, forming something from the shattered and melted down glass. Now, we finally just asked this question, the person with the hammer, this question: why not throw the whole piece into the fire instead of just hitting it with the hammer? And the answer was this. They said, larger pieces take longer to melt. Listen, no one knows like you do, what you've been up against. And no one knows like you do with the odds that you've had been stacked against you. But the more we try to remain the same person, and the more we resist the need for change in our lives, the longer it's going to take us to become something more. Listen, we become the same as a larger piece of glass. The longer we keep trying to solve problems with things that do not work, the longer it will take for us to find the solutions that do. We can't use old keys on new doors and expect things to open. If the locks have been changed, we have to recognize it and find what works now and not what worked then. What new doors are we trying to gain entrance to with an old set of keys? Listen. One of the first things my wife and I did when we bought our new home was we changed the locks, because we understood the keys to the old house would not fit the keys to the new house. I wonder what has been waiting on us to use our new keys. What has been waiting on us to use new keys, some new ways of thinking? What has been waiting on us to use new ways of thinking? I'm just talking about thinking differently. I'm just talking about approaching things differently. I'm just talking about having a different mindset. I'm just talking about seeing yourself differently. I'm just talking about having a different perspective on life. What has been waiting on us to have used new keys? What is it about yourself that you can unlock by using a new set of keys? Instead of seeing yourself, instead of seeing ourselves through the negative perspective that someone else handed us, instead of using the negative keys that life handed us, what new things can we unlock about ourselves if we use different keys, some new ways of operating? What's behind those keys? And that person went on to say, so some things are also broken on purpose. Yes, some things get broken on purpose. Now, have you ever even considered this? And I know this is a wild thought for a minute. I want you to think outside the box when I say this. Have you ever even considered that you might have been broken on purpose? Now, I know, hold on before you stone me. I know that's a tough thought. And I'm not suggesting by any means that the tragedies and traumas that you had to face were some sick, twisted game that life was playing on you. I'm not talking about the things that happened to you. There was some sick game that life said, oh, let's see how they were acting. We let this happen. So I'm not talking about suggesting that some sick, twisted thing, sick game with life was playing on you. What I am suggesting is this. It was only the larger pieces of glass that were hit with the hammer. Because if the smaller pieces were hit with the hammer with the same force, it would have turned them into dust. Is it possible that you are like the larger pieces of glass and you took that hit without turning into dust because you could handle the break? I'm not suggesting life was playing some joke on you to see how much you could take. All I'm saying is maybe, just maybe, someone else could not handle what you were hit by. Is it possible you were able to handle the break? It was not easy for you. You did not have all the support you needed. And listen, and you might still be processing through some of those things now. But you are here because you are able to handle the break. Listen, they told us the glass was broken on purpose, because in order for it to become something else, it had to be broken on purpose. Shattered glass is not about trying to fit the broken pieces back into the same order they once were. It's not even about trying to remember what the object once looked like or what the object once was. Shattered glass has nothing to do with restoring things back to the way they once were, but using what is left to make things into what they can become. Let me put this video back up again. I'm going to put this video back up of this shattered glass. And they start right here, guys. They start right here with this pile of shattered glass. It's not about trying to take this shattered glass and finding out what it used to be. It's not about taking these pieces of shattered glass and trying to remember what they used to be and fit them back into what they used to become. Shattered glass has nothing to do with restoring things back to the way they were, but using what is left to make things into what they can become. So I'm going to play this. It starts with shattered glass, and they shatter it, and they put it into this heat, and they melt it down, and they blow through this long tube, and they place it back into the fire. They add other pieces to it. And they put that back into the fire once again. And they blow it. They roll it around. They shape it. They create it. And they form it. Shattered glass is not about trying to fit the same pieces back to what they used to be. Shattered glass is not about trying to find what it used to be like or what it would become. Shattered glass is not about trying to find out, was this a plate or was this a bowl? It's about taking what was left and finding out what it can become. It's about taking what was left and finding out what it can become. And as we can see, they made this beautiful glass pitcher from shattered glass. They created this beautiful, colorful glass pitcher, all from shattered glass. We have been trying all our lives to figure out, can we put things back to where they used to be? We've been trying to figure out what things used to be and make it what it used to be instead of trying to figure out what we can become from what is left. It was once, listen, if it was once a plate, then that's all it can be. If it was once a bowl, then that's all it can be. Then that's all it will be. But if it is shattered, once it was shattered, then all of its potential was unlocked. Maybe shattered glass is not about returning to who we once were or returning to our previous status. Maybe it's all about finding out what else we can become. If a relationship ends, if the career ends, then listen, when the children move out and when we become older and our bodies begin to change, maybe shattered glass is all about finding out who we can become after we've been accustomed to be something else all of our lives. And they have to blow through these long tubes. They have to blow through these long tubes to help create what was shattered. They have to blow through these long tubes. They have to use their breath to help create what was once shattered. And the irony of everything is this. The person that was blowing the glass had to use their breath to help form what they were creating. Listen, the very next thing that you want to create might require all of your breath and all that you've got and every ounce of strength that you have. I believe that there are people listening that is saying they are going to give everything they have in 2024. 2023 didn't take everything from you. It didn't rob everything you had. And you still got some things left. You still got some breath in you. Yeah, listen, if you still got some breath in you, you ought to just breathe right now. 2023 didn't take all of your breath. It didn't take everything from you. I believe there's still some breath in you. And if you still got some breath in you, you should just breathe right now. It didn't take everything. It still got some breath in you. It's going to take everything you got. It's going to take the breath in you. and it can be used to create something spectacular. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, you can stream right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. And guys, you can also listen to it on your favorite streaming platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. Remember, guys, this is the last show of the season of this year. The next episode will stream January the 4th, 6:30 p.m. Central. Guys, listen, I told you a couple weeks ago, don't forget that I wrote a book. It is called Always Inspired. Yeah, and you can get it on Amazon. Always Inspired, practical ways to be inspired for this madness, which we call life. Or you can scan this QR code right here. Guys, I got to get out of here. And as always, imparting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I got to go. Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.